Morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hello, workers,
lunchers,
lunchable,
staffers,
Solly,
friends,
new board op,
Solly's in the house,
the 80s Cardinals jacket.
Yeah, kind of got a Gussie Bush feel to it. Love it. Midday Grind, coveted hour. Solly's wheelhouse is in the house. What are the odds coming your way? Text line, always, big part of the show, Chuck, at 855-282-8255. Hardline is coming on at 1 o'clock. Quiet tonight. Blues will play tomorrow. We'll see if Strick is correct, saying that Chad Johnson will be in net. Blues will take on tomorrow night's opponent, San Jose.
Of course, the Sharks.
I'm going to the game tomorrow. Sharks are tough. Loaded on that blue line with offensive threats, Burns and Carlson. Can't wait.
Last night, I haven't checked the standings this morning, but they were tied points-wise for first in the old Pacific Division.
Time for first.
Well, I didn't check the late-night out-of-town scoreboard.
Whoa. Tied for first. A lot to get to on this show, but first, I'd like to clear something up. I'm not a rude, terrible person.
Well?
To be fair.
Well?
True story.
Okay.
True story. It's merely a role that I play on the radio, and unfortunately, sometimes people are victimized. So, friend of the show, fill-in host Brad Strobinger from Sports Talk Weekly, likes to podcast and listen at a later time. So I said the other day, he's not welcome to go with us to Fast Eddie's. And then he sent us a text. I think he was very hurt. So in spite of the fact I do play a role on the radio, that actually was true, Brad. I'm sorry. I didn't invite him. Brad Strobinger, friend of the show. How are you, Brad?
That's fine, and I was not hurt, and I don't want to go. Thanks, though.
There you go.
No, he's invited.
Yeah, he's got other stuff.
The
he's
listeners.
Busy.
The listeners are invited.
Listeners are invited.
He's
Brad's not. Well, he's a host. No.
Yeah, I guess hosts or not, me and Rammer will not be invited.
Saturday. Oh, you're a little, he's concerned that Rammer might take some of his airtime as a fill-in host because in the last 19, 20 months, Brad's had done one show.
No. He was in when Martin was out. Was that about a year ago?
Sounds right.
Straubs?
Yeah, we did 3 hours. It was a much longer, felt like a fight, a 12-round fight, but we got through it. You did a read. You did like a live read, and I started making fun of the advertiser, and then.
Yeah. And you weren't invited back.
No.
Yeah, you brought up a topic that I clearly didn't have any hot takes on, and I just sort of looked at you, stared blankly around the third hour. See, I lost.
I remember
3 hours is a lot.
Yeah, I think we did an interview. I don't want to mention. I can't even remember. We did an interview, and then afterwards, Brad just spent like 5 minutes kind of making fun of the person who had just come on for the interview.
I'd say it was 90 seconds.
Okay.
Maybe you're the bad guy. Maybe this is Brad. Listen to what our take on Brad is.
You are a rude, terrible person.
Okay, thank you. I've handed the baton off. Brad, you were also at Fast Eddie's last Saturday. Thanks for supporting the sponsors. We're going to be there on November 17th, middle of the day, watching some sports, hanging out up there.
I'll be there too. Great. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, we look forward to all friends of the show joining us, even Brad. what did you eat there, and did you go back for multiple stops at the food station?
Great question.
Great question, and I do have a report. So I've eaten many cheeseburgers there. I haven't eaten a lot there in the past 3 or 4 times that I've gone, but this time I said, I'm trying everything. So I got a pork kebab. I got the big Elwood on a stick. I got the shrimp. I got the burger. We got the fries.
Whoa.
Yeah, we did everything. And then the hot chicken on a stick. We did it all. I wanted to give a full report because I have never, I've never eaten all of that stuff.
Normally, wow.
The burgers and the fries and the 99-cent beer and all that good stuff. But it was a beautiful day. Place was packed as usual. Band started around 3. I know they have live music a lot there. So I'm a big fan of Fast Eddie's. We were up there because we had to drop a little step kit off with this parent, and we thought, let's go right to Fast Eddie's. Perfect meeting point for dropping a 10-year-old off, right?
So, yeah, when you're 21 and you got rid of the kid, you're perfectly placed at Fast Eddie's. Also, this time of year, and Eddie mentioned this, you go up the Great River Road, check out the it's a beautiful drive along the river there, and check out the colors, and then you start and end at Fast Eddie's.
So hold on a second, though.
Hold on.
Strawby's Straws. I know we're talking about Fast Eddie's, but I don't want to bury the lead. So you're a stepdad now?
I am. I own a 10-year-old and a dog, a 4-year-old.
Did you say I own a 10-year-old?
I don't think you own a child.
Did you say I own a 10-year-old?
No, I said I own a dog. The child is I've sort of adopted as for, you know, except for Tuesdays and Saturdays.
So what's it like being a stepdad?
Oh, it's great. We play lots of Fortnite. I try to let the mom discipline, and then I tell her she's doing it wrong, and she says, oh, so you've had this kid for 3 months, and you know how to discipline him. So there's a lot of that, a lot of fun.
I like that. You as a dad, I like picturing that. You having a catch.
I don't want to be mean, but I don't know. I feel like he'll have him playing a lot of video games. And hey, son, you want to learn that little card trick I used to play at spring training with the fellas, huh, where we flip the backs of the cards?
Did you ever see my McGuire interview?
He does like my YouTube channel. He wants to start that up, so that's a good thing. Yeah, he's in his room a lot playing Fortnite, and that's fine with me because I'm not real active at this point in my career either.
How about baseball and beyond?
Like, let's go have play catch. He's like, eh. I'm like, okay, fine.
These kids with their video games, man. Get outside, run around.
Get outside and run around. But yeah, no, he's a big fan of the YouTube channel, which is ST Weekly, by the way. Just need a few more subscribers to get that pay back into my pocket there. But no, it's fun. I appreciate you asking.
And I've been tweeting it out that people need to sign up, although I've forgotten to sign up myself. What happens if you get a certain amount of YouTube followers, then they pay you? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so I'll try to keep this quick. So for a while there, because of this great Johnny Bench interview I did, that he yells at me. Basically, when I was 16, Johnny Bench yells at me. If you Google Johnny Bench angry, it's the first thing that comes up. They started putting ads on my videos, and so, I don't know, about every 20 months I was getting $100. But then it turned into, like, in 2012, it was every 12 months. And then in 2014, it became every 6 months. So I was getting $100 every month. Well, then they changed this ruling, like, last February. Oh, you need 1,000 subscribers. So now I wasn't getting paid anymore. So now I'm just like, whatever. But if I get to 1,000, then I get paid just to put YouTube videos up, just like the kids do. That's what I want. I want to be like the kids.
All right, then you can come to Fast Eddie's and you can buy us lunch. This is perfect. We'll help you. You help us.
Guess
at the
what,
Church
Mark,
of Chuck.
It would be like only $7 or $8, you right. know, with it's, all those great prices.
Believe it or not, I work with somebody, and we were sitting there talking, and Fast Eddie was there with us, and the guy said, you got any coupons? He goes, coupons? You seen our prices? Coupons?
Who said this? Hold on a second.
I can't. You don't know.
Because I wouldn't do that.
You don't know the person.
I would use a coupon a lot, and I would not even say
he's
that.
He's like, you know what we're known for is cheap prices. Because you just asked me for damn coupons.
Can I get a 50-cent beer?
How much for
media,
one sip?
There's a great media story that I'm sure you guys have heard. I don't know if you've ever told it on the radio, but a media member invited someone to lunch one day and took them to a car dealership where they were giving away free hot dogs. And that's where they had lunch. I don't know if you've ever heard that story, but that is it.
Who was it?
Oh, it's not Skip Irwin, is it?
Who was it?
Skip Irwin is correct.
Oh, okay. I would not have said that. Sally's Wheelhouse gave me the nod that it was, in fact.
Yeah, I wondered if Sally was in today. So I was going to have him pop on.
We
go to the local soup kitchen.
We're all terrible people.
Sally, open
your own mic. Go ahead, sir.
I would never personally object if any of you wanted to take me to lunch. I would not object if your idea of taking me to lunch was going to a car dealer, as long as they were good hot dogs and good soft drinks.
All right, Sally.
Like maybe Offenburg Hyundai, if they had hot dogs.
Yeah. I would do that.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
All right, Matt, if you're listening, after we go to Fast Days with our coupons, I'm bringing Sally by. Could you go out front by the display? Could you have some free hot dogs, please? Oh, we do have the Johnny Bench clip. Here it is. Brad Strobinger, 16 years old, accosted by a Hall of Fame catcher.
We lost 2 World Series, so I didn't want to take a chance that we were going to lose another World Series. I mean, get this thing over with as quick as possible. So, I mean, was it great? No, we blew a 6-3 lead. And then we have opportunities, and Dwight Evans makes that catch out in right field, or they'd never heard of, you know, of the home run, and lots of things that go along with it. But, hey, I got the ring now, so I'm happy.
Pete Rose, we talked about him. Is he a Hall of Famer? Should he be in the Hall of Fame in your mind?
Oh.
No.
Well, what's the rules? Do you know the rules of the game?
I mean,
then why are you asking me?
I want to know if you think he should be.
It has nothing to do with me. He broke the rules. He's not on the eligible list. What do you want to do? Create a new list or create new rules for the game of baseball? When is this thing done? I mean, he's got 6 years to apply. Why am I involved in this?
I just thought if you played with him and you saw what he did on a day-to-day basis.
Doesn't matter what you did. There's rules that you follow. Do you have rules on communications here?
Yes.
Do you know what you can say and do? What happens if you break the rules?
You're thrown off.
Okay, that's the way the game is. I hope Pete Rose gets in the Hall of Fame. He'll get in because of what he did on the field, but he also, if he doesn't, he'll get in. He won't get in because of what he did off the field.
Okay. Now, baseball today, you look at the teams.
Stop it there.
What, does it get worse?
Hold on.
There's only about 15 seconds left.
Did you just say we could stop there, or was there a handler that stepped in?
No, because so then I just ask another question, and he just, it's like, oh, what catchers do you like? He's like, oh. Pudge Rodriguez, Charles Johnson, they're good catchers, and he just walked off.
Yeah, Buecher. Wow, I got it.
That's still, I got to be honest. I know it's not, it's about 22 years old, that clip, but it's still topical.
256,000 views. Brett, how old were you when that happened?
16, he said.
Oh, you handled yourself very well.
I started that show when I was 16, so I was 1996.
I got to say, you held your own with the Hall of Famer, who was clearly perturbed. You got told, but you did hold. You held your ground, and even though he said, pass the mic, you kept going.
It was fun. It's crazy that I, peaked professionally when I was 19, but that was my best moment ever. And if you guys are running down the greatest hits, the other one that I told you about last time I was in, because, I co-host every once in a while on the show, was that McGuire one. So it's not necessary to be pulling up all the clips. But if you get bored today and it sounds like you really have no content.
Whoa. We were talking Lunchables last hour.
Since I've been on longer than I expected, but yeah, the McGuire one's funny too.
All right, people find now we got to go. Now we're gonna make a point that we got a lot to get to. Brad Strobinger, friend of the show, he'll be listening to this probably tomorrow. He'll hear himself back, and then he'll text us. Great segment, guys.
So by the way, that YouTube channel ST Weekly, that's where you go to find Johnny Bench Angry or McGuire. It's a great tease. Well, this is great. Maybe I'll get those 170 subscribers I need.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. So you need 170 people. Is it easy to go and do it?
Yeah, you just hit subscribe. You have to have a Google account, and then if you're getting, you go to YouTube and just make sure you're logged into your Google account or YouTube account, and you just hit subscribe, and boom.
Boom.
You're helping your friend Brad.
So if you get 1,000, you'll get about $100 every month.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it was going, it felt like, because of that clip, it just has so many views, and it gets passed around that, there's an ad in front of it. So that's how it works. I don't know how it works.
All right, we've covered enough. This is enough. Pass the mic.
So I'll just keep talking.
Okay. I'm surprised though. I'm surprised you haven't just went around or went to Facebook and just made sure you get to 1,000. Like honestly, go up to strangers and just get to 1,000.
I'm not that. Yeah, I'm not a salesman. But I did throw that out there on Facebook. Thanks, Charlie, for asking. So I'll go and answer. And then it went about 350. I had 350 people that now I have 700 Facebook friends, so I don't know where the other 350 went, but I did do that. Oh, but I have to go because Jim Hayes is telling me he's got a popcorn lunch ready for me over at Offenberg. So.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Friends of the show all over the place. Got to go, Brad. We're up against it here, buddy.
Great. I got to go.
We're going long.
Okay,
got to
go.
Long,
gotta go.
Long.
Love you, Brad. We hung up first. We hung up first.
Charlie, hang up on him.
We hung up on you.
Thank you. There was a radio host in Milwaukee named Pat Sheridan. He was an older guy, kind of like your guy Fred Time Stories, who we should have on Michigan State, Ohio State this weekend.
Let's have him on tomorrow.
And Pat Sheridan was like this old school sport. Well, it's great to have you on. And callers would call in. And he'd be like, yeah, what else do you think they should do this offseason? And he would like interview the callers. And then eventually callers would be like, hey, I got to go because my son's got a basketball game. The callers would always say, like, okay, thanks so much for having me on, but I got to get going here. They weren't Hall of Fame guests. They were callers.
I like that.
And, yes, do you think they should move Robin Yount to center field? Mm-hmm. What do you think they should do in the ball? And, like, you just interview a caller for, like, a half hour.
But that's the pulse of the fan base, right? That's average, ordinary, good, hardworking folk out there, and they want to give their opinions on sports.
Chuck, why don't you tell us about Bertarelli-O?
Bertarelli Cutlery, also known as Sharp City, right there, down there on the hill, 1927 Marconi. Also on the web, BertarelliCutlery.com. Get your knives sharpened. Buy some new knives. It's the perfect gift, not just for a wedding or housewarming, but the holiday season coming up, boys. get your significant others a nice new set of knives. And I'm not saying that it's just for them in the kitchen. You could use them too. You know what I'm saying? And they have the different cool names like the Precipice, the Pagan, and the Infidel right there at Bertarelli Cutlery, also known as Sharp City, one of our most loyal sponsors. 10-plus years, we love the Bertarellis.
If you'd like to vote for a High School Athlete of the Week, you can do that online, 590thefan.com. It's brought to you by our friends at Schnucks. We're due to get back out on the road for a little field
trip
Friday.
Overdue, I feel like. I like Schnucks.
Chuck Tuna will be out on the road. He's on Thursday nights. He does the Schnucks Tuna Tour. The great folks at Schnucks bring you the rewards program. They have Schnucks Delivers, everything you need right there at your neighborhood Schnucks. And there's more of them now since they took over 19 of those Shop and Saves that were going away. Schnucks, all about local, all about the community. They sponsor the High School Athlete of the Week, and you get involved by voting at 590thefan.com. Hoff, I think it's time to do a little What Are the Odds? All right, Hoff, it's brought to you by MyBookie.ag.
That was good. Do that again. Same timing.
One, two, three.
MyBookie.ag.
Wow. Jinx.
Synergy.
MyBookie.ag. You have the 100% bonus the first time you go in there. Throw on $100, they'll give you an extra $100 to play with. You use the promo code 590 for that. Also, the reload bonus. Let's say that first $100 doesn't go so well. It happens. Not your fault. Something really unlucky happened. This last second, it's never the better's fault.
Hey, honey, I lost $2,000. Not my fault.
Did you see that last second three? That guy coming off the bench?
Who kicks a field goal when they're up 10?
Anyway, my point is, you reload, and they give you 60% on the reload. So you put 300 in, they give you an extra 180, and then you win that time with the reload. MyBookie.ag. It's fantastic.
Related, Annie Banker texted you and said that Chuck is correct.
On what?
About gambling and fantasy on Sunday, because you got to get into the church.
100%.
And he said it happened to him. I shared that story with you. It's on your textures.
Someone else on the text line said, listen here, I'll find it exactly. They said, God bless you dopes. Several area churches have been live streaming their services for a while now. And then Father White chimes in. He says, not much to do in the rectory midweek. Scripture study turns to 590 for the comedy. I think he's being serious.
It sounds like I hope he is.
Father White.
All right, Hoff, what are the odds?
Well, Chuck, you gave your thoughts in the 10 o'clock hour about Missouri Vanderbilt. Martin, what are yours? The line, 16.5, Missouri favorite.
Oh, 16.5, that's a big number, not going to lie. But I feel like Mizzou's going to come out rolling here. They were due last week to take down a ranked opponent.
Due factor?
I think they're due at home to really put on a show for all the loyal fans there inside. So we call it the zoo, okay? It's the zoo.
We get to ball games, okay? My
it's
pliers.
The zoo.
My pliers.
Gary, nobody calls it. No, it's the zoo, okay?
Hey, good game. Good game.
I'm going to show you that clip at work. I'm going to show you.
I love Gary Pinkle.
Good game. I'm going to say they win 37-21, so they don't quite cover, but it's still an impressive win. I don't think they're going to quite cover, but they're going to win.
Well, how about this? Over-under that game. 63. Will Vanderbilt score enough?
Seems high.
Well, Missouri, you got to think, they're going to score 35 points at least. Vanderbilt? Will they score that much to get it up to 63?
Is Pat Shurmur's son really the quarterback there? Is that true?
I think so.
I know he has been. We can check on that.
This is a late addition.
Sally, can you look up Vanderbilt's quarterback?
I know I watched the game this year up. Where he was. I don't know if he got injured or whatnot.
Yeah, Kyle Shurmur.
Yep, there you go.
Oh. Wait, that's his kid? Kyle Shurmur?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe the kid we saw running around Rams Park about 9 years ago is now the quarterback from Vandy, getting ready to wrap up his career.
Wow.
Great career.
By the way, update for you here. Chris Pelican.
Oh.
On the Claude front.
Yes.
I said, and when it came to those
You've done a lot today. This has been a good
when
day.
When it came to those Mike Lee phone calls, did I invent Claude or did we both play the role over the phone? I just can't remember. And he said, wow, vaguely remember Claude. I don't remember his origin. I think I invented Claude to be the, but I don't know who played the role. I think I did because I can remember the voice. Who's this Claude? Who's this? And then the phone would hang up immediately. Why don't you do that when you answer here, Hoffman, because you don't like talking to people?
Well, someone called in today wanting to know what happened to Sam Bradford and Danny Amendola.
Like what? Oh, you mean like why they aren't on the Rams anymore?
I don't know.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Amendola's a Dolphin. I learned that today. Florida State and Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame, 17.5-point favorites. I ask only because starting quarterback Ian Book, not expected to play.
I think Notre Dame's going to roll. They got to keep on impressing. State is down. I'm going to say Indy covers, Charles. What are the odds?
Style points, college football, playoff rankings. They're right there. I know, obviously, LSU loses, but you got Michigan, even though Notre Dame beat Michigan. You got to stay in that top four. You need style points. I'll take the Golden Domers.
Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports, college football analyst, also a big gambling guy, tweeting out, Notre Dame has averaged 38.8 points per game when Ian Book starts. The three games that Wimbush has started, he's expected to start now, they've averaged only 23.3 points a game.
Notice Hoff waited till we made our bold predictions to throw that in our face. You know what? Well, on this one, he's wrong, okay?
Tom Fornelli is also, he dubs himself the king of the under. He loves betting the under, and so he'll put out there on Twitter with a big alert whenever he likes an under in a football game.
One more college football game. Chuck, your Buckeyes at sort of past maybe your Spartans. Ohio State favored by 4 on the road. This is after a big win against Nebraska last Saturday. You don't beat Nebraska often, especially when they're on the road.
Correct. Again, I said this earlier, one of the better Husker teams since those mid-90s.
Scott's got them going.
Yeah. Tom Osborne.
And they travel so well and made that a road
teams,
game.
Of course.
Like Los Angeles Chargers. Ohio State had to play against a road opponent, but it was like on the road.
This is tough for me. I really don't like betting Ohio State because I'm emotionally invested, so I probably won't bet this game. It would not shock me one bit if Ohio State loses at Michigan State. However, the one game I really watched the Spartans this year was Michigan State versus Michigan. It was kind of one of those sloppy games. The weather was bad. They even had a lightning delay. I know Michigan's defense is really good, but Michigan State's offense was putrid. So, I don't know. Ohio State is really talented. They have a lot of really good players,
but they don't
put it together.
You know what I think about Urban Meyer? Oh, sorry.
No, he is. This is fair.
Why isn't that playing? I'm going to try it again.
You are a rude, third time's a terrible time for a good person.
That's fair. It's absolutely fair. I don't know. It wouldn't shock me one bit.
I think Ohio State will
Charles
cover.
Charles getting a stricken.
Did we ask him about Sobotka? Jesus. I would say Ohio State covers because, again, they're a team that's trying to make a late push here, style points, et cetera. I think they're better than Michigan State. George Perlis' team seems a little distracted. I'm going to go Ohio State.
Okay, George Perlis is still there, eh? All I'm saying is it's hard to gamble on a team that is so inconsistent. When you gamble on teams, you like teams that you can count on certain things. For example, they're going to run the ball, right? They're going to control the clock. Ohio State is extremely inconsistent. They just beat a Nebraska team. They're playing in Columbus. They were favored by 18 or 19 points. And it was a game down to the wire. They won by 5. So if you're an Ohio State fan or if you're trying to bet Ohio State, it's just peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys. They have not been impressive in the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Peaks and valleys, valleys and peaks. All right, not a great NFL slate this weekend, but tonight, Martin, you're staying late because the Carolina Panthers are at the Pittsburgh Steelers on Fox, and the Steelers are favored by 3.5. Good matchup, actually.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh is they're getting it together, Chuck. Carolina, underrated. I always sort of pick against them, but I will say...
Are you saying Pittsburgh's getting it together? Interesting.
Well, how many?
I like that.
They've won like 4 in a row?
No, I like the analysis. They're getting it together.
Are you mocking?
No, not at all. Go ahead.
All right, asshat. I will take Pittsburgh to cover.
Just to be different?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either.
That's fair. I'm going to go Carolina. I'll take the points. I say maybe Pittsburgh wins by a field goal. And I still get it there with the 3.5.
Are you getting it together?
They're getting it together. And, hey, this whole Le'Veon Bell, now he's working out. He's playing pickup basketball at the local L.A. Fitness in Pittsburgh
He's
there.
Swimming at Kirkwood Pool.
He's swimming at Kirkwood Pool. Someone in the text line, actually.
State money.
They texted in and said, one donor donated that pool for $11 million. Now, I did not go and make sure that we confirmed that, but someone in the text line did
Close
say.
Enough.
One person donated $11 million for that Kirkwood pool.
All right, one last NFL game, only because this game might be interesting. Saints at Bengals. The Saints are road favorites by 6.
On Fox 2.
Is that game being broadcast here?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Noon. Dez Bryant maybe in the end zone.
It's actually an interesting game.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for not playing the Bills.
No A.J. Green?
I think the Saints. I'm the over guy. I think the Saints will cover. Can you keep track of all these off?
No.
The Saints are one of those teams where they kind of keep beating the pro bettors when they go against them, like in that Ravens game a couple weeks back. I'm going to go ahead and say that the Bengals without A.J. Green, I'm not that worried. I think the Saints are really, really good. However, one thing to look at, Drew Brees, when he's not in a dome,
right,
when he's not at home, right, but they've proven this year they can win the ugly games. There was a game a couple weeks back where he threw for something like 125 yards.
Giants, wasn't it?
Right, and they just ran the ball with Ingram and Kamara. So they're a team that can win different ways. I'll take the Saints.
Many sides to the Saints.
I mean,
getting
A.J. Green.
Getting back to Ohio State, Michigan State.
I'm trying to tell people that I have no pulse on that game, and I will not bet it.
Okay. Is your mood on Saturday night going to be determined on what happens in that game, Ohio State, Michigan State?
No, because
I
don't
see a crabby Chuck.
No, listen. I try to be realistic. This is the one team I care about. Ohio State is not that great this year. They're not elite. If they get to the college football playoff, which, look, I would not pick them to beat Michigan, even though it's in Columbus. If they were to do that and then probably beat whoever it is, Wisconsin, in the Big Ten West, they're going to get destroyed by somebody like Alabama 37-7 or whatever it is. They're just not that good. I'm just being honest.
To be fair.
I mean, I was sitting there a couple years back when they played Clemson in the college football playoff semifinal, and they lost 31-6.
I forgot you went to that game.
It was ugly. It was depressing. It was New Year's Eve. It ruined my New Year's Eve.
Did it ruin that whole year? Was that New Year's Eve 2016?
No. But my wife was mad because it ruined the night, because I was just, I don't want to say depressed, but when you lose that bad and it's never a game, you just kind of, you're taking on the chin a little bit. Next topic.
What are the odds? Brought to you by mybookie.ag. You can also take it to the bank. Bold predictions. We love those. Text line 855-282-8255. It's brought to you by Triad Bank. They're located in Frontenac on Clayton Road, one block west of Lindbergh. We love telling you it's a St. Louis-based bank. So if you are a business owner and you're looking to expand, talk to the folks who make the decisions right here. It's not an out-of-town bank where your decisions about your business, your money here in town, they go to New York or L.A. to find out what the answer is. They get it done here in St. Louis. Stop by neighborhood-friendly bank, Triad Bank, for all your banking needs. TriadBanking.com is where you can find them on the web. They bring you Take It to the Bank here on this program a couple of different times a week. It's the Midday Grind. Martin and Chuck going here for a little bit longer. We had some Fox 2 duties. I think we're going to get into the vault a little bit with some Adam Wainwright. But first, a Mental Health Minute.
It's a Mental Health Minute brought to you by Our Little Haven.
Hi, this is Shayna Blumenthal, licensed clinical social worker with Our Little Haven, bringing you today's Mental Health Minute. The transition during back-to-school time can be challenging for some children. Parents can help children by knowing more about their surrounding community, neighborhood, and school. This information will help parents better understand a child's environment while fostering support for a child and family. There are many children who are capable of coping with change. Still, some families find transitions to be difficult. Parents can create a setting that encourages them to share and express their feelings about returning to school. Our Little Haven works with families struggling with transitions and challenges.
For more information, go to OurLittleHaven.org.